Hey, it's the Kid Ferrari Sims.
And I am your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo.
Ooh, we sounded just like it. We sounded just like it.
Yeah.
We sounded just like it.
Got it.
Only I can say that, okay? I will judge.
How are you guys? Week has gone by.
It's like the days are mixed together. I don't even know.
Wait, do you have a new hairstyle, OCT?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? The quarantine braids had to come up. Shout out. I'm tired of doing my hair. Or tired of not doing it.
I am right behind you because these little dusty cornrows right here, they gotta go.
I got a haircut. I actually got my first haircut a couple of days ago.
Okay, how'd it go?
I trimmed up. It was cool. Just a little lineup, you know. My hair was growing crazy. And,
Was it hella people in the barbershop?
No, my barber comes to me.
Okay, cool. All right, then did he come with a mask?
I didn't even say it like that. Wait. Yes, he came with a mask.
That's a flex. Yeah. Own it.
Say it with your chest.
Meanwhile, my nail technician is like, no, bitch, no. You either coming to us or not.
Hey, yo, we got a special guest joining us today. Who we got today, Rari?
Miss Shamia Morton. I first met her. She was one of the main people at the Atlanta Hawks. She was not just a cheerleader, but she was doing a lot of hosting on the ground, on the court side, and she was doing a lot of stuff like that. Then all of a sudden, I heard her doing radio at V103. Then all of a sudden, I heard her doing the morning show at Streets 945. I actually did a couple of morning shows with her, so we're going to be talking to her. Then I see her on TV on Atlanta Housewives, and she's got a baby, she's married. Yeah, she got a lot going on, so we're gonna have her come in and co-host with us today.
I love it.
You're listening to the Baller Alert Show.
Shamia Morton is joining us right now. The Baller Alert Show. How's it going, ma'am?
Man, it's going. It's going. I'm just happy to be COVID free in 2020.
So I'm going to list a couple of things that I've witnessed you do. I first saw you cheerleading on the Atlanta Hawks, but you weren't just a cheerleader. You were on the sidelines doing reporting.
Yeah, I actually landed into that after the fact. You know,
okay.
I was like being at the right place at the right time deal. I started out cheering. Actually, it's weird. People don't realize I started with the Hawks back in 2003. I'm not trying to age myself, but back in 2003 was my rookie season cheering for them. I left them and went to the Falcons where I did like five, six seasons.
Didn't know that.
Then I was like, I want to do some broadcast stuff. You know, I want to, because I had studied at Morris Brown Broadcast Journalism. So I was like, I want to do like in-game stuff. I like football. I like people, you know. So I'd been doing some radio stuff over at V with Ryan, and Ryan was the plug. One day, the existing host didn't show up. She was, I guess, caught in LA. And he was like, you ready? I was like, I'm ready. And then they gave me the script and I killed that shit. And they were like, okay, we're gonna let you be the fill-in. Then when she's not available, you can just jump in and do it. And from there, you know, it happened. So, I mean, it's crazy to think back now because people text me and they're DMing me and like, hey, I wanna do what you do. How do I do it? I'm like,
it's hard to answer.
There's no, I guess,
list of how to do it. One, two, three, four.
Right, right. I'm like, start out hosting little stuff in around the city, and then, you know.
All right, so wait. I wasn't done. Wait, here we go. So then I'm driving. I'm going. I forget where I was going. It was like, no, I was going to the club. I ain't gonna lie. And I hear you on V103. I said, damn, this girl's on the radio. I was at the Hawks game. I saw her on the big screen.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, I leave V103. I go to Streets 945. I had to fill in the morning show. And look at you coming in with your little big belly. Carrying
wobbling ass.
and you doing the morning show.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I think within the same week, I saw you on TV. Atlanta Housewives.
Yeah, good, look at that, man. Modest laugh.
It's busy.
These are all nerves. Tricks, y'all.
You know, when you get too many compliments, you don't really know how to take it, so you play.
Just laugh.
Where the money at going on?
I'm excited. Like,
and you have a baby.
I got a
Mary. That's a lot.
It's a lot. Like,
I mean, you know what? She's actually one of the few women on the Atlanta Housewives that is married. Okay, she's one
housewife.
Of the few.
She's actually a housewife.
Look at, man, let me tell you, my cup runneth over. I'm just like, you know, everybody always says, like, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Like, for everything great that's happening in my life, there's some bad shit that's happened in my past. And that's why I tell people to be encouraged. You know, I mean, like, just because you don't see it or you don't feel it, God is working through you and always for you. So if it's something out there for you, if you are want to do great things, you destined for great. We are all destined for greatness. We just got to figure out what we want to do and walk in that light. So for me, I've always been real big on people and just, you know, I'm a socialite. So yes. I feel like they all work hand in hand, radio, TV, music, hosting. It's all like married to each other when mm-hmm. in a sense, because when you like people, you just like people. It don't really matter. Don't feel like work. You're just out and about, just hanging out. So yeah, you know, I was kind of stalking you though, Rory. I feel like I left B and then was like, well, you going over there? Shit, I'm gonna come over there. Y'all got some space.
And where are you originally from, Shamia?
I'm from here in Atlanta.
Okay.
Born and raised what part of Atlanta?
Atlanta. So right now I'm in Sandy Springs, but you know, I'm a Decatur baby. I was born at Emory Crawford Long in the city. We always joke with my sister because my sister was born at Grady. We'd be like, mama, they may have no money when you was born. But they had a little insurance.
Sue was born at Grady.
Okay. And I graduated from Grady High School. Okay.
Grady, they let y'all get one good diaper. At Northside, they just get a bunch of them. At Grady, baby, they said that baby about to pee in that diaper about 5 or 6 times before we refill that cart. Nah, but I mean, you know, I'm from Atlanta, Decatur, Southwest DeKalb High School.
Okay. So how did you get into the Hawks? How'd you get into the arena? Did you always want to be a part of it or?
Yeah, I got into hosting the Hawks by way of dancing and cheering. But that's how people knew me. But I got the hosting gig from Ryan Cameron. Ryan plugged me radio. Ryan is my mentor when it comes down to like radio and hosting this kind of stuff. So he really just took me under his wing and he was like, you can do it. You know, you can, even to this day, he'll be like, no, you sounded stupid when you said this. Because you got to switch it up. You got to not be like, okay.
Yep.
But yeah, that's how I got into it.
Shout out to Ryan too. He's recovering still, right?
He is. Absolutely, yeah.
Big shout out to Ryan. I used to actually produce his show for like 3 years.
Oh, that's the super producer, OC2.
Wow.
Left V, yep.
It all goes
full circle. Who hasn't you worked with?
I know.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, since you mentioned cheerleading, I do want to know maybe some locker room tales, girl. Tell me. Did you ever date any of the players while you were cheerleading?
You know, I didn't. I've never been really into athletes.
Okay.
I'm like the white collar guy. Like, I want the accountant that you hired. I want your rep, your lawyer, your that guy, you know. Mm-hmm. The athlete, I'm going to hook them up with my homegirl. So, like,
oh, I know your homegirls were all over it, too. Like, girl, we going to the club. What
oh, for sure. And I'm always, like, the friend of all the athletes. You know, like, the sister. Like, let's party and bring them girls and bring some chili. Shamia, bring some chili to the pool party and bring them people. You know, that mm-hmm. was kind of my role. I want your agent.
Girl, you know? that sounds familiar. You're the one that they won't try, they won't disrespect, but they will try and disrespect your girl. Friends, I feel you, sis.
And I just got to play the whole. I didn't know he was a ducker. I know,
girl. Why you let him do that to you?
God told you he wasn't shit.
Now I do have a serious question, Shamia.
Okay,
you know that for African American women, it's kind of hard to basically accomplish damn near anything. Did you find any type of hardships when you were cheering to announcing because of your ethnicity at all, or was everything kind of smooth?
So
what were your
in my career period, there are always like setbacks, but you use those to move forward. Like, if you can figure out a way to use it to your advantage, then it works for you. Like, for me, I was a token black girl and I ran with that shit. I was the chocolate girl. Because, like, back in the day, back in 2003, like, when I first started dancing and cheering, that was no... I actually did my first role in Drumline. It was a movie where I danced alongside Zoe Saldana. Yeah, right?
Oh, nice.
So it was, for me, you know...
I gotta go back and watch that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. So for me, like, execs, and I mean, I hate to sound like this, but Hollywood is changing to where chocolate and black is now beginning to be beautiful. It's always been beautiful, but in their eyes, they're starting to see it. So back in the day, it was the same way on the sidelines. Like, eye candy wasn't technically like black. You had to be mixed, or, you know, or you had to be exotic, or, you know. And I'm like, hey, I'm chocolate. I'm exotic as hell. Like, this is what you're going to get. And it was so crazy because I remember one time I went to a school in Atlanta, elementary school, and this little girl came up to me. She was like, you're a cheerleader? And I was like, I am. She was like, how'd you get on the team? I was like, what are you? She was like, because you're so black. And I was like, I know, girl. And I'm working on black girl magic. I was like, because you get on the team. So she was like, no, I'm too dark skinned. And it broke my heart. Because I'm like, wow, why would you say that? You know, like, me growing up, and we, I have two older sisters. My oldest sister is like light, like you, Octavia. And then my middle sister is like you, Sue. And then I'm the chocolate one. So we're like three shades, you know what I mean? But we loved it. And my parents would be like, where's my little chocolate drop? Mm-hmm. Where's my chocolate Barbie? And I feel like it starts at home. Like, we can use this and our melanin to push us forward. Like,
for even sure.
I will say, as a woman, though, there have been some hiccups. I'm a singer. I started out entertainment, period. I only started dancing because I was singing. And I was singing in different groups and with some, I'm sure you probably know some of the people that have had their big moments. But for me, it was like, you know, just, I don't want to have sex with you. I want to do music with you.
Right.
I want to create and make money with you. Mm-hmm. And that's why good representation is always good in this industry, because you don't have to be the one speaking. Like, you can just go in there and be the artist. And that is the hardest thing, I feel, for me, being taken serious as an artist and as an entertainer, and not as like, can I smash?
I think that's a struggle for women, period, in entertainment.
Totally.
What you just said, because like, I've come across that a lot.
Married. People don't stop. They almost, it's worse. Like, you married, but can you have some friends? It could be our secret. Can we, you know? And it's like, well, I kind of just want to just do this and not smash you.
Definitely, like Octavia said, it happens all the time in every way. I worked in nightlife for a little over 10 years, and I think the first position I had, I was the email girl, okay? I was young, I'm the email girl, and I'm just like, oh my God, like, I'm out here looking crazy. Why are all these men talking to me? Then it's like, as the cashier, it didn't matter what you did, it didn't matter what you looked like, what you had on. If you were walking and you had a vagina and they wanted some, they were going for it. It's so disgusting, and it's such a turnoff in our industry.
It is so sad, because, you know, men don't, I mean, not trying to, I'm sure y'all have y'all things too.
I'm the only guy, I'm sure, know. Guys. Hey.
Ferrari, you ain't have to deal with all that.
Rari, you know, is amazing. Rari, to be honest with you,
I'm a reformed.
Well, there had been a lot of guys in the industry that would tell me, like, yo, Sue, I want to work with you, whether it was, you know, jumping on my brunch or coming up with a new event to do or whatever the case was. There was always this underlying thing of them wanting to have sex. And
come on,
when Rari took me under his wing, you wouldn't believe, Rari, I never told you this, but a couple of women hit me and were like, hey, you have no idea that you are working with a gem. Rari is the only man that ever made me feel comfortable. He's never tried me. And I was like, yo.
I think it has a lot to do with me being deeply in love with my wife.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And, listen, guys, and probably the love for your daughters, too.
Yes,
you don't want them to be running across man.
But wait, listen, ladies, listen. We're talking about vaginas. That's cool. Let's talk about the vaginas on TV that Shamia is in acquaintances with. Now,
before you go to that, Rari, I just want to commend Shamia on the spirit, you know, of the spirit of a black woman, like a darker, you know, sun-kissed,
darker hue,
beautiful black woman, you know, because a lot of people don't have that attitude, you know, and I come across so many people with either negative attitudes, even light-skinned women with, you know, attitude problems. Like, black comes in all different shades and colors, and we just have to embrace each other. So I just want to...
We are all beautiful in our own right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and that's the sad thing. We just always have to remind each other. And, you know, that's why it's so crazy, because people are like, you know, oh, you read my comment on Instagram, but it makes me feel good. You can say it a million times a day, but sometimes people just don't feel pretty. Sometimes people don't feel just valued. You know what I mean? So for me, when I go on another person's page, sometimes I even go to the extreme and I might even sound a little like a lesbian because I literally give it to you. I'm going to be like, Sue, you look gorgeous, boobs, perky as fuck, butt, thick, pretty.
Go, all the confidence. Girl, give all the confidence.
You are. You winning. You working. You look beautiful. And why shouldn't I be able to compliment you? Why can't I show you some love? Like, why can't we do that for each other? Yes. Why do we always got to try to pull off the negative shit? I know my hair getting great. I know my edges be messed up sometimes, but why don't you say, like, but you don't your think face is deep. Yeah, but your waistline snatched.
You know what? That's that PTSD in our community, okay? A lot of us are dealing with it and don't even know it.
All right, ladies, stop running from a damn question, okay? Let me get back.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was you saying, Ryan?
Okay. Let me segue back into it.
Okay.
Housewives of Atlanta. Now, keep in mind, that's not necessarily my cup of tea. I'd rather watch sports, but I do need to know what's going on out here in these streets, okay?
Okay.
So, when wifey's downstairs watching it, I tend to next to
catch her a little bit of it.
That's our kind of like a little date thing that we could do.
Oh, yeah.
And I noticed that Shamia Morton is never necessarily in any drama on the show. You're kind of just like...
I'm just hanging out.
Yeah, you're just hanging out. Ooh, I see what's up. You're like,
this shit get a little weird. Okay.
Now, initially, correct me if I'm wrong, because you know I may be off a little bit. You were brought to the show. You're Portia's friend. Did you and Portia grow up together?
Yeah, we both grew up in Decatur. Our parents were good friends of each other. Come on now. We both went to Southwest Acad. We actually were forced friends at first because our parents were good friends.
Okay.
And then our friendship, you know, took on its own life, and we just been like.
Now, this is going to lead me to the next question. Are you cool with anybody else on the show? Like, is there somebody on the show that you met that was like, oh, wow, they're actually really cool, or they actually might not necessarily be my
Well, I've always been very fond of Candy. Her I'm friends with Candy as
I just posted her. It's fun.
And
I
met, her on Instagram. Yeah, her new song, right? Y'all got to
go she just won the Masked Singer.
First female ever to win
the Masked Singer.
So, I tell you, like, that's why you know when you're a good person, you're going to always win. You're going to stay winning because she's the definition of Black Girl Magic. She's doing everything from music to acting to, you know, it's just, she's just
restaurants,
amazing.
Business, crazy.
Girl, right? I'm like, give me some of that money. No, but she, so I met Candy up. Actually, back in the day, I was in a group called Pretty Tony with Anthony Dent and with Carrie Hibben. And we did it. We were in the studio, and Candy never remembers. I mean, she remembers everything now, but of course, I wasn't cool like that back then. So she was kind of like, so I was telling her, I was like, girl, I met you back in the day. I was in this group, blah, blah, blah. She was like, you did? I was like, you'd be trying to write something. She was like, maybe it wasn't this group. Maybe I was doing it in another group then. That's why I second guessed myself. But she's literally like, I think I told her the other day, I put on a post, I was like, I think you have hyperthermesia because. She don't forget nothing. There are only a few people in this world that can remember everything from their childhood all the way up until date. And Candy's one of those people. You can say something on March 21st, 2004, and she will tell you the day, the time, the place, where you said it, and how you said it, what she was wearing, what she was wearing. But wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's like that. But yeah, so Candy was a cool person prior to the show. And then, of course, we got a little closer with me doing the show and being around Portia, because she and Portia were actually really good friends.
Okay.
And then we just kept our friendship going.
It's a lot of beef on the Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, of course.
And you know, I was a little nervous that the reunion may not be as popping as they have been in the past because everyone was at home. But
it
honey,
was like this, right. I saw it.
It was like this. Like,
but
right.
Baby, that reunion was hot. It was hot. Oh. Yo, Portia was going in on Kenya.
Screaming.
Why can't everybody just get along, though?
Crazy.
That's a great question. What is the real beef?
It wouldn't be no TV if everybody got along.
I mean, I guess.
It could be.
I'm just saying.
Here's the thing. I think that naturally, when you have different women, they're all powerful and doing their own thing, and they're bosses, all of them beautiful. and you bring them all together, there's going to be something. And then TV just magnifies it. And then when you look back at it, it's even worse because it's like you live through it at the time, then you relive through it when it airs, and then reunion, you bring it back up again. So all these emotions. So I could have beef with you, Rari, yesterday. We talk about it today. Then tomorrow, I'm mad again. Because I'm like, I know you did this part. And I
didn't know you said that.
I didn't know you said that.
Then they get in their confessionals and be just talking so just crazy. And then you relive it. And you be like, no, you didn't. I got you on the reunion.
Well, not only do you keep it cool when you're on the show, you seem to just be a neutral person, but it seems like you also keep your personal life separate.
Personal. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, because that belongs to me. I mean, and that's the crazy thing about it. Just finding that balance. A lot of people have said even in the past, like, oh, you'll never get a peach. I don't want one. Like, I'm a true peach because I'm from Georgia and this is my state.
Okay, you better say that.
I like that.
I will say my marriage, my family will always be my priority and come first in my life. And if it doesn't feel right for my spouse, then it doesn't feel right for me. So when my husband told me, we were approached about it, doing it, me being full-time and on the cast as an actual housewife, I thought it was a great opportunity. Hell, I was ready to jump all over it. I'm like, I get to hang out with my friends. I get paid to do it. And, you know, and it just, housewives, believe it or not, whether people admit it, it does give you the platform that you need to
rest
in other things in your career. Whereas it might take me 10 times longer to get an album out. If I was on Housewives, like, full-time, that would be like, tomorrow, you're on the Ellen show. Oh, now you're on Wendy's show. You know, like, it just, it's a platform that you just can't really pay for. But my husband was like, I'm not comfortable with it. I don't want to do it. And I want our lives to be good outside of that show. And I'm just not really sure that doing a show like this will work for us.
What'd you say?
And I was just like, I had a little heartburn about it at first. I was bothered. I was like, hold on. You stopping my coins. We got our coins over here. Don't I? But yeah, you're right. So
not all coins are good coins. Okay.
Right. Not all coins are good coins. And he brought up a point. He was like, you know, there's not how many successful marriages have you seen on reality TV, period. Not housewives. I'm not taking no digs at housewives by any means. But just period. Because he's like, because some things, you know how your mom used to tell you what happens in this house, stay in this house? That has always been our thing.
Now and what happens in this house, like, on TV is all on TV and the
Love
internet.
Hip Hop Atlanta. I said
and
no.
And it's all fair game. It's all fair game because people feel like you signed up for it. Like, it's funny because I always hear celebrities go back and forth with fans about, like, you know, oh, you signed up for it. Well, no, I didn't sign up for you to come up to me at the table while I'm having dinner with my family, or when I'm at my gynecologist's office, you asked me for a picture and I got my legs in stirrups. Like, you know what I mean?
No, for real.
It's like there's some privacy, and that's just something that we both agree that we wanted to keep.
People have not realized that they have become so consumed with looking into other people's lives that it's just second nature to them to
it's
say
normal
that.
Now.
Yeah, to say that someone signed up to not have any privacy at all is BS. Like, no, I signed up to share my art, to share my talent. I don't have to give you every single minute of my life.
Yeah.
I can be with my family and enjoy that. I don't owe you a photo every time, an autograph every time.
That's why a friend to the show for me works for me, because I can jump in and play when I want, and then I can just go home to my man and my daughter and my life and be happy with it, knowing that we are good and we, you know, we have a functioning family unit that works for all of us. Everybody's comfortable. I'm a TV person. He never asked to be in the spotlight. Like, let's just be clear. That was never.
How did you guys meet?
A thing for him at, you know, the club Rose Bar.
Yep. Rose Bar.
Yeah.
He's my,
that's
yeah.
Correct.
So
I DJ there often.
Yeah. So, you know,
that's my guy.
Yes.
So I used to go to Rose Bar often, but Portia called me one night and she's like, I'm going to Havana. Come up there. And I was like, okay, bet. So I ran into this girl who did my makeup back in the day. And you know how you always run into somebody and they're like, we should hang out. And you'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, girl, cool. Call me. But it's just something. She actually called me. She's like, I'm going through a divorce and I really need a friend in Atlanta. I just got back here and I don't really have anybody to hang out with. I was like, well, I'm not too about to hang out with my girl. You can come with us if you want. She's like, where y'all going? I was like, Havana. She was like, okay, well, my friend has a section over at Rose Bar. And I was like, okay, well, I'll duck in there for just a second, have a drink with you, then I'll go by Cross Street. It's my girl.
Yep.
Get to Rose Bar.
Saw the guy.
Fine chocolate ass over there with bald head sitting in the section. But he's super low-key. That's his thing. I'm the one that's like, ah. And he's like, you know, he's sitting back, you know, and I'm like. So he's sitting back. And so wait, so then it, like, you know, there's always one guy in the section that does the most.
Yep.
So he's, and these are like a bunch of African guys, East African guys, these things. So they're all like over there now. I walk in the section, I'm all cute, and they like pulling on me, and I'm like, but he's like laid back, he's not even sitting up on top of the sofa. He's just sitting low. And then he got another girl beside him. The girl's like a heavy set lady. And I say lady because she seemed really mature. You know what I mean? She's sitting there and she's quiet. I'm like, oh, that must be his wife. And I'm like, hey, how y'all doing? And so he's like, oh, like, I don't know her, you know. So I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, well, help yourself to drink. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I go sit over here by them because I'm like, this is where it's safe because they ain't checking. They ain't trying to be on me like that. Mm-hmm. And I got my girl who's working the little section because she divorcing, you know.
She's
so I'm sitting there. Right. So then before she calls me, she's like, come across the street. So I get up to leave. And the guy, the little sexy, handsome husband of mine says, you leaving? And I'm like, yeah. Like, you ain't said nothing to me. I'm thinking to myself, you ain't even trying to talk to me. I'm like, you the only guy that ain't trying to talk to me. But I was like, yeah, I'm leaving. I'm going across the street. He's like, oh. So then I was like, yeah. He was like, ah, okay. I was like, okay. So I was like, bye. So I go across the street. Forrest is like, I got to get up in the morning for dish. So just, I'm gone. I'm like, well, I want to still hang out. So my girl calls me and she's like, girl, Rose Bar's popping now. We was here too early. Come back across the street if you brought me. Okay, I'm
going back.
Across the street. When I get in there, he's like, oh, you're back? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay,
that
you want a drink? And I'm like, right. I'm like, okay. So then I may be able to drink. Anyway, the next day, my girl's like, you know, boy, who section we was in? I was like, who the other guy? Because, you know, I'm like, I'm thinking it's the other guy who's all loud mouth.
It's always that way.
Check.
It's not, usually not his check.
He done grabbed the check and paid for the damn check with my husband's card. But at the time, he flexing. You know, that's some Atlanta shit. He flexing. So I'm like, oh, okay, no, that guy. I was like, no, I don't really like him. He's like, no, the one that you was sitting by. The, you know, the bald head guy. I was like, oh, ooh. I thought he was on a date. He was like, no, that ain't his girl. So he's like, he's having a cookout Sunday. He wants you to come. I'm like, I'm not going to go to this man's house. I ended up at the house. We never stopped talking after that. Like,
wow. That's super dope.
I love that story.
Fell in love, I'll tell y'all one funny story.
See, you can find love in a club.
This is the funny. This is how I knew, like, I could be with this guy. So I go to his house. That Sunday for the cookout. I'm riding with my girl. She picks me up from the mall. I leave my car there. I grab, you know, all women have this big handbag, but then we have another little small thing in there with our phone, our card, and all that stuff. So I take my... that little section, my little wallet out. Leave my purse in her car. All this is a relevancy to this. I leave my big purse in the car with my keys in it. My car now is still at Phipps now. So I'm inside of his house. We hanging out. And it's like real family oriented. But I got this little ass tennis skirt on. So I'm like, come on, just tell me this is a family cookout. Not like, I'm Tatiana. So I'm like, I'm going to go. He's like, oh, no. So he sends all the kids upstairs and we hang out in his basement. Now, at this point, he's talking my head off. We end up going to after our spot because all the food gets gone. And he's like, oh, that's just, we're going to take you over here. We all get in Ubers and we go over there to this little spot. And it was called Josephine.
Josephine Lounge.
So we go over there and we eat. Yeah, Josephine Lounge. So we eat and we hang out. My girl gets drunk. She leaves. That's off with some random guy. I'm panicking. I'm worried. Where is she? Oh my gosh, she okay? He's like, well, we just Uber back to my place. And I'm like, yeah, but my purse is in her car, which has my keys, which I ain't gonna call my parents at 4 a.m. and be like, I'm locked out. You know, can you
got that extra spare key or no?
Come on, I need it right now. Can you meet me? So we get back to his house and he's like, you can just go lay on my bed. I'm good. I'm like, no, I bet you are good. I ain't gonna go lay on your bed. He's like, no, I'll sleep on the couch. I go lay on his bed. He does not sleep on the couch. He comes and like tries to creep up beside me. I'm like, oh, that's too much. You know, I just, but he didn't try. He tried, but he didn't. He laid off. You know, sometimes you can be a little too pushy. Mm-hmm. So we just drank good all night, y'all. I got the bubble gut around 6.
No, not the liquor shits.
Let me tell you.
Oh, damn.
And this was the, no, I don't smoke hookah.
Good for you, girl, because it would have been worse.
Girl, let me tell you, it was like a freaking symphony orchestra. I took the loudest shit known to mankind, and I feel like it echoed because the house was so quiet. Like, you couldn't even hear the AC. I was like, how is the house so quiet? So at my tiptoe, trying to go to the bathroom, I tried to go somewhere out in the hall so, like, you know, I could do my thing. And he wouldn't be bothered. As soon as I got up, he was like, you okay? And I was like, And so I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go to the restroom. He's like, no, just use the one right here. And I was like, oh, no, I'm like, no. He's like, no, just use this one. It's fine. So I'm in there, and I'm holding out on the toilet. I'm trying to squeeze, so that you couldn't hear the
shit. Thanks. I'm about to eat lunch after this, but thanks.
And it was so loud. Oh, my God, it was so loud, y'all.
This is what we go through.
This is what we go through. Yes. I was like doing the walk of shame, because when I walked out of the bathroom, he was like, he's so sweet. It's his personality. He's like, he don't make a joke about it. He's like, are you okay?
Boy, you know what I was doing.
I was like, yeah. Then my girl calls me. She's like, hey, I'm outside. I'm like, you fucking.
Girl, you too.
I was so pissed off at her. But no, it was good. That's it. That was like, he ain't gonna call me no more. Let me just go ahead and erase this number. Like, I just shit up this man's bathroom. I ain't got no matches. I ain't got nothing.
Did you give the courtesy flush?
I did. I kept trying.
As long as you give a couple of courtesy flushes, you okay. Hey, nothing, Rari. This is a real issue. I didn't know y'all talk like this.
But Rari, wait, Sue, y'all know the stuff, Sue.
Yes.
So Keith and I had this conversation. He was like, he's completely turned off. The girl takes a dump and gets back in the bed with him. He feels like she's got to shower and do everything right after she takes a dump. Like, she don't need to get back in the bed. So y'all know how I feel. So that call came around time and she was like, I'm outside. I was like, okay, bye.
Hey, man, that's a real story. It happens to women across the world, across the nation.
How long before he called you back?
Ladies, mark your territory. Just shit in your house and he'll put a ring on it.
How long before he called you back, though?
That day?
Now he called me. He texted me like 2 days later asking me if we could go to dinner.
You know we friends now if you told us this type of story. You know that, right?
We are all best friends. Like, yes. You know, magic tattoos.
Let's go.
I'm going to go downstairs and tell wifey exactly what you just said.
Watch. And I bet she got a story similar to it.
I bet she does. She just ain't told you. She don't want you to see that side of her.
Maybe I'm going
to
ask her that when I go downstairs. All right. Well, we ain't going to keep you long, Miss Morton. We appreciate you. Yes. You are necessary. Everything that you do out here in these ATL streets, nationwide streets, we appreciate. Yes. I don't think you understand. And how big of an influence you are just from your Black Girl Magic and everything you do and everything you've accomplished. I'm definitely a fan of you. That's why.
Rari.
I'm actually, I booked the talent. So I was like, we got to get Shamia.
Yes.
I was so honored when you hit me. I was like, you want me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But
we were all like, yes, makes sense. Please book her right now. It all made sense.
But I felt like I knew you, but then I remember when I did the morning show with you and I was like, wow, you actually are really, really cool. So, that's
for you are too. On. Y'all all you know what I'm saying? Seem very
cool. Never course, met you before.
If you hang out with Ferrari, then I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, never met you before, but you have an amazing spirit after hearing your story. So I'm excited. Are you going to drop any music or anything like that?
I am. So. I'm going to drop something really soon.
Yeah, so tell us about it.
I'm R&B, but I grew up gospel. So I write a little bit here and there, but I've definitely got some stuff coming. So y'all just got to keep checking back with me. When I get some stuff, I'm coming to y'all first. We all party.
Please, sure. Yes.
Sounds good.
Yes, right. We'll have a big old celebration. Love you. Thank you so much. Thank you for stopping by. We're so
happy
proud of
quarantine.
You.
I know. I gotta
tell the wifey about this story.
Y'all keep hanging out on Zoom all day.
Girl, yeah, we got this.
We ain't got nothing to do. Let me go.
Well, if you want to stay,
where my drink at? Damn.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you.
All right, see you later.
And now it's time for a word from our sponsors.
Message.
And now it's time for Baller Mail. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Man, WTF. Bro, I need to know if Lil Mama I'm dealing with just using me, bro. Been kicking Flay with her for 6 months. And all she do is let me eat the box, man. I've been staying the night, dates and all. But she ain't let me lay it down on her, man. But be quick to ask me to buy her stuff, get groceries, and put gas in her whip. She fine as fuck too, bruh. Should I kick her to the curb though? Is she using me? She got 110K followers on the gram too, and she never post a kid, SMH. I'm 26 and she's 24. We stay in Memphis. What do you think?
Nope. Don't kick her to the curb.
That went viral on my page. I posted it on my page.
Listen, don't try to kick her to the curb, sir. You are getting exactly what you wanted. You wanted a fucking bad bitch, and that's exactly what you not doing. But you halfway are. I mean, sir, eating the box is a privilege. All right? Eating the box is a motherfucking privilege. And this girl that you want to post, you so bad, is letting you eat the box. Be happy that you're even seeing the box, okay? You got what you wanted. You wanted to be associated to a bad bitch, and that you are. You might not be fucking her, but you around her, and that's what you wanted. Don't be asking now, is she using me? She's not using you. She's not using you. You want to do all this shit that you're doing. Don't try to flip it around now.
At @SidPomona_ said he knew. I know who that is.
Wow. Know who the girl is? Or
yeah.
Both of them, I guess.
M-I-Z Fat said, in my motherly voice, she playing the fuck out of you. Yes. She don't fuck with you like that. No. Her dude mouth game whack with some good... and she put the eggplant emoji. So basically she's saying she's getting piped down by somebody else and his mouth game is trash. So she's using this guy for the mouth game.
Are Could you that be all what's right going with on? Being that type of player in this game, sir?
Clearly he keeps eating the box. This is what he wanted. Look, sometimes men will take what they can, and then when they think that they're starting to get fed up with it, they try to flip it on the female. No, sir. You knew she wasn't into you from jump, and you kept eating the box. Now that is your job.
Okay, I got one.
You are the box eater now.
Wait. Mocha Milk Chocolate said he just need to relax and play his position, which has clearly been determined for him. Oh, last one. I think it's K. Alda Barber. Niggas really eating the box and not clapping cheeks? Mans is taking L's like free samples.
Not clapping cheeks.
Yeah, she playing you, bro.
You're playing yourself.
She must be the most beautiful woman you've ever been with, so that's why it's like a lore of you, like, oh my god, I'm eating her box. But bro, just go ahead and find somebody else, bro. Like, she'll just find somebody else to replace you.
Position.
I know he's not okay. He's upset.
He don't want to lose that girl.
He don't want to lose her.
Yeah,
he don't want to lose her.
He don't want to lose her. He is praying for the day that she slips up and accidentally posts his hand on her Instagram stories. Like, trust me, this man is waiting for the day.
She got 110K followers too? She probably that man got an OnlyFans page too.
That man said she got 110K followers, like it was like a million or something. Like, he is mesmerized. Trust me, that's a lot to them. He loves eating her box.
Yeah, cool. He definitely loves
eating
her box.
Keep eating the box and shut up.
Do you eat her butt too, bro?
So yeah, we here at the Baller Show are here to assure you that you have a position that you seem to be okay with, so you didn't even need our advice.
No.
Yeah, you already knew the answer, bro. We're moving along.
Thank you for
that. He's just so butt hurt, like the butt that he not getting.
Wow.
And I think it's time for a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Baller Alert Show.
You know, I've had this thought in my mind for about 24 hours, and it really been bothering me. I've been seeing a lot of things on Instagram. I've been seeing people post about it a lot, and it's really been touching my heart. And sometimes you gotta let the streets pay her tab.
Boy.
Sometimes you gotta say, hey, they belong to the streets. It doesn't have to be a guy or a girl. It could be either or. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to let the streets pay his tab. And that's what I think you should be doing. Like, let the streets pay their tab. Whenever they have done you wrong and you feel like, you know what, I want to get some payback, nah. Let the streets pay their tab.
And I think that was the feels from Rari. That concludes this episode of the Baller Alert Show. We thank y'all for tuning in. Until next
time.
That was
so gangster.
Future High. Future High.
Wow. Here we go again. Don't even start. I love Future too. But he the streets. Okay, bye.
Baller Alert. The dream is real.